Transition Awareness Breathing. Feeling grounded for both children and parents is essential for healthy living and learning. Join Eartha Powell on this series for tips and tools for creating a harmonious environment for learning. Transition Awareness Breathing will help you and your child find an individualized path to tackle change, promote lifelong learning, and discover new approaches to calmness.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to Transition Awareness Breathing Podcast. It's me, Eartha. And today, I'd like for us to try something new. Before we venture into this new thing that I'd like to try, how do you feel when you try something new? I feel a little nervous, unsure, excited, all at the same time. And this mindfulness skill that I'm about to show you may involve all those different kinds of feelings and emotions. The reason why I want to show you this, well, it's not like show you, but to practice this mindful skill, is to help us grow. Help us to grow in our mindfulness skill and help us to grow in our neuroplastic abilities. Because as we grow and we change, our brain cells grow. So even with mindfulness, I feel like we can get into a practice that, you know, we're accustomed to, we're comfortable with. You know, it's like your favorite soft house shoes or your favorite pillow. So let's get a little bit uncomfortable, not too much, just a little bit, and let's try something new. In the past, what we have practiced was more of a focused meditation, a focused attention. We're focusing in on our breath, or we're focusing in on a focal point. And so in the mindfulness world or in the meditation world, that may be called a focused attention meditation. What I would like for us to try is a open meditation. An open meditation is not the opposite of focus, because what we're going to do is we're going to use our mindfulness skills. The mindfulness, remember, is to pay attention to what is going on right now. And so I'm going to ask you to listen and to pay attention to sounds and your emotions that's going on right now. For instance, you heard a dog bark. Did that stimulate your curiosity? Where did that dog come from? I mean, I know Earth is outside, but where's the dog? Yes, that was a dog barking, and I don't know where she went, but she wanted to make her introduction because she hears me talking. Her name is Swan. And Swan is a new member of our family. And so, introducing you to Swan's bark. And I think it came in, thank you, Swan, right in time. Because with the open meditation, we allow ourselves to pay attention to all of our surroundings, our sensations. We're not focusing in on one thing. And that may seem kind of fragmented or confusing, but actually, I think we do this a lot, but we may not have a name for it. So what I'm calling open meditation is actually called in the mindfulness, in the meditation world, is open monitoring. And I think that's a little bit more accurate than open meditation. Open monitoring, just envision yourself scanning your environment and just paying attention to, you know, the noises, and just let it pass. We're just monitoring those things. Instead of just focusing in on our breath, which is what we usually do, we focus in on the movement of our breath, and we use the breath as an anchor. But this time, we're going to pay attention to those sounds and any distracting thoughts. But, you know, again, we're just going to let those pass. So, open monitoring meditation is different than the focused attention meditation. With the focused attention meditation, it works on the part of the brain that is engaged in strengthening that part of our brain that sustains our attention, or whoever's in participating's attention. With the open monitoring meditation, this involves in engaging in, as I said, monitoring and scanning our environment. And actually, so what we're doing when we're scanning our environment and then we're changing our attention, we're like disengaging from one topic or one focus or one attention thing that we're using our mindfulness skills on, how we feel when we hear a sound or when we feel the temperature change. And then maybe our attention will turn towards maybe the movements of the trees. I'll just use that since I'm outside. And so my attention will disengage from maybe the noise that I'm hearing. It'll disengage from that, and it will focus in on the beautiful trees, the greenery that's coming up, you know, as we enter the spring season. And so I'll spend a little time looking at the greenery, exploring my feelings, and paying attention to my sensations as I'm looking at that particular focus. I don't want to say focus, but that object that I'm paying attention to. And so the open monitoring is paying attention to things that we are disengaging from. I kind of like to think of it as, I relate it back to my nursing experience. And maybe I can explain it a little bit more clearly for you. So in labor and delivery, when we're monitoring our patients, we have our moms on a monitor, and we're checking their contractions, and we're also monitoring the baby. And so we're not focused on just the contraction part. You know, we are also monitoring how is the baby. So we're looking at the strip of the baby, and we're looking at how the movements of the lines of the monitor is moving, you know, the feelings. And we're also monitoring the mother, you know, not only just looking at the strip, we're looking at the mother and focusing in on how that mother is going through this process of birth. We're also paying attention to family members. See how we're scanning, you know, how's the family members adapting to this process? This is a lot. Your eyes and your ears, I feel like you're on stage and you're paying attention to every part of this birth process, this whole family unit as they go through and bring this new life into the world. So, I think Swan had a lot of things to say about that. Is, you heard her bark. Was that distracting to you? Did it, you know, get you off focus on what I was saying? And so that's what open monitoring is paying attention to things that come up, and we pay attention to our feelings and we explore, we're curious. Some things may trigger something that's not very positive. You know, since we're not just focused in on one thing, it may trigger some negative feelings or sensations. And maybe we want to explore, why am I feeling this negativity? What's going on with me? Is there anything unresolved? So our goal, when we practice open monitoring meditation, is to strengthen our abilities to observe our thoughts, our feelings, and our emotions, and to grow and gain a clear ability to strengthen our awareness. When we say our awareness, it means our thoughts and our emotions. And this may lead us to thoughts about things in the past, or it may lead us to thinking about our habits, you know, because we're not focused on one thing, because, you know, different thoughts or emotions will come in. And so the goal of this is not to worry about those distractors. The goal of it is just to move through them. Okay, so now we're going to practice a little bit. Here's some tips. I'm going to read some tips off for you to help lead us in a comfortable, open monitoring meditation. Now, for some of us, the open monitoring meditation may be a little bit more challenging than the focused meditation. So it's recommended that we start small. So we're going to just start maybe for about a 5-minute meditation. We may start off focused in on the breath, breathing in and blowing out, paying attention to the movements of our body. And then what we'll do is we'll just go, maybe if I have a code word, let's go, you know, open. Or, you know, open monitoring time. And at that point, you just release the focus on the breath and just monitor and allow yourself to bring your awareness to what's going on around you. Now, it may seem like, okay, I'm just sitting here not doing anything, just sitting here looking. But you are doing something. That is the tip. Because you're paying attention to what's going on. You're bringing your awareness to noises. I hear the air conditioning in a building that's next to us. And I hear birds chirping. Butterflies is, you know, flying in the yard over here. And I'm really appreciating the music that the bird is making while my attention is turned to swan scratching on something that is underneath her feet. But that's part of the open monitoring meditation. I noticed as I was practicing that a few moments ago, just being aware of noises and sounds, the gnats started to fly around, and I thought that was pretty interesting. Annoying, yes, but kind of interesting. And I'm not going to edit that out because I want you to see that, you know, we're not going for perfect here. And I am certainly not anywhere near being an expert at mindfulness practice. So, if you're new and you want to learn mindfulness in a real, everyday, down-to-earth fashion, please continue to join me. So here we go, you guys. Let's see if we can practice for a few moments the open monitoring meditation. So I'm going to refer to my notes and let's practice together. Now, the first part, I'm going to be more like a facilitator, so I'm not going to sit down because I can see everything a little bit better where I'm at. But I invite you to just have a seat in a sitting position. And unlike the focus meditation where I say, just make yourself really comfortable, I do want you to make yourself comfortable. It is suggested that you sit in a sitting position and in a posture where you can notice and be aware of things. So, like if you're sitting and you're slumped down and you got to get up, that's going to be a little bit of too much movement for this meditation. So if you could sit in a position where where you can kind of notice things and pay attention with not too much having to lean up and look around. Okay. All right. So that's the first part. Okay. So first we're going to pay attention to our breath because for me, I'm new at this and I invite you, if you're new, to practice along with me. And we're paying attention to the movements of our body with the breath. And I'm going to go, not fast because I want you to have the time to practice on your own at your speed. But I just want to demonstrate the technique. Okay, so first we start off paying attention to our breath. And when you're ready, let go of the focus. Go open. And allow your attention just to monitor, to float. Let your thoughts just wander, let it go. Paying attention to sounds, physical sensations. Paying attention to your emotions. And if this gets too much, if, let's say, if some challenging feelings start to really come forward, we're not going to like run from them because they're there, they're part of us. Or those feelings and emotions make us the unique positive person who we are. But we could take a breath, maybe just focusing on the breath for a moment. So one thing that we can do is, when we find that these distractions or our thoughts may cause us to maybe bring up negative feelings or feelings of the past, we can have a curious point of view. And it's like looking at something from a different perspective rather than looking at something from a deep internal hurt, but looking at it from a curious type of perspective. So during this open monitoring practice, positive and negative experiences and thoughts may come up at times. And what we're doing in this practice is kind of approaching it from a curious point of view, kind of observing it and hanging out with it a little bit and allowing ourselves just to move on, to disengage to another thought or another sensation. So we're allowing ourselves, we're not distracting ourselves, we're just, like going on to another point of our scan or, you know, our awareness. So it's, you see, that's a little bit different from the focus meditation where we're just focusing on one thing. The open monitoring meditation, we're actually taking in all of our awareness and we're disengaging from one topic to another topic. So it's recommended for this awareness. It's called a free floating awareness. It's recommended to practice for about 10 minutes. But I think, you know, as we're new at this, start small and then build up to 10 minutes. Thank you so much for joining me. And I look forward to seeing you again next time. And all the best and good luck on this new open monitoring meditation practice. Thank you.
Be sure and pick up a copy of Tab Mindfulness, Awareness and Coloring Activities in a Pandemic World. It's not just an ordinary coloring book. It features 23 illustrations to stimulate thought, relaxation, and creativity for anyone between the ages of 4 and 94. Increase your positive self-talk energy. Unlock new creative paths. Transform your time once or twice a week to create beautiful art while strengthening confidence, building positive self-talk, and sensitize self-awareness. Tab Mindfulness, Awareness and Coloring Activities in a Pandemic World. It's available now at Amazon.com.